Hello, everyone, and welcome back to One Inspiring Word. I'm your host,
and I'm very excited today to share with you Adventures of Mexico.
No, really, it was exciting. But before we get to that, this week's One Inspiring Word is music. There have been so many times, especially this year, where I've just been struggling, and music has really came through. Like, anyone can enjoy it. Now, there's definitely, you know, types of genres where I feel like you really need to develop a taste for, if you catch my drift. But it's, music is wonderful. Like, people put thought into it, and it has a story, and it can change people's lives. Specifically, I have Beauty and the Beat by Justin Bieber. I have it stuck in my head. Now, I only know the chorus.
It's so catchy.
It's weird because the only reason I know this song was because recently I heard it again while in PE at this fitness center at my school. And it's one of those songs that came out in like 2010 that is like awesome. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about when I talk about like the songs that came out at 2010. They're all like the same. Like, they're all like, they all give off the same vibe. And I love those songs so much. I have this whole playlist titled Nostalgia. You can find it on YouTube. I don't have Spotify because I am out of iPhone storage, but music is amazing. But enough dilly-dallying. It's time to get into the real chorus. The meat of the video. The trip to Mexico. So this year, my break started on December 15th. I know, shocker. Everyone started on like the week after that. But my schedule didn't align with the rest of my family. So we actually went to Cancun, which is, it's like Mexico, but it's like the east part of Central America, the southeast. So for me, that's about a 1 hour time difference. And this year we actually went, well, this is the first year I've gone to Mexico, but this year we actually went on the 21st, which is the first day of winter. And I just thought that was a funny coincidence. And we got back on the 26th. So, a few things about Mexico. Number one, it's very different. Like, for example, the streets, especially Cancun. I haven't seen the rest of Mexico, but Cancun, it's a lot different than the United States. And so, and you know, there's like, you know, there's a lot of beautiful things that you see in Cancun that, like, obviously you don't see in the United States. But a few of the things is that everyone is driving in like there's more white vans. You know those vans that you like you see in like the United States that you think you're gonna be kidnapped by? Like those white vans, the mini ones? Well, you see, like, that's how they pick up tourists in Cancun. And so there's more of those than any other vehicle. Well, I guess there's like big buses, but yeah. And the traffic there, like, it's crazy. A lot of the people, I don't think there's really people that enforce the traffic laws, if there are any, but it's, like, you can, a lot of the people run red lights, a lot of the people, you know, merge, like, without turning on the light, and it's, like, really close, too, so it's, like, you have, like, it's crazy. Driving, I could never do it, but I'm just not the best driver, so. By the way, Mexico is really pretty, and everyone is so nice. Like, the natives, oh my goodness, they're so friendly, and, you know, most of them speak Spanish, but they're still really friendly, and a lot of them do know English, so, yeah, everyone tries to make you feel welcome, pretty much, and, yeah, Mexico is gorgeous. Like, there's caves. We were allowed to go into, like, a cave, and, like, it had, like, stalactites and stalagmites, and it had, like, it was so clear, and there were, like, fish swimming around, and it has, like, the nice feeling of, like, fresh water where it's, like, nice and cold, and, like, you can just, it's crazy, like, you know, in a few years, I'm scared that, like, you know, I won't ever get to experience that again because, you know, we're humans, and, like, there's pollution in the world, but they let us swim around, like, these caves, and you're not supposed to touch it, and yeah, like, it's gorgeous. We also got to go on these zip lines, and there's just so much greenery in Mexico, and you can see the ocean, and there's so many plants, and the structures are just, like, everything's so different, and so the feel is so, like, it's so welcoming. Like, it feels like, it just feels, like, very, like, chill. Also, the hotels are a lot different. Like, so we went to, like, an all-inclusive hotel. So, basically, and we, most of the things we bought in Mexico, like, all the food and, like, the drinks and stuff, it's all included. So, you don't have to pay extra. Like, it's, okay, it's not, like, especially cheap or anything. But, like, it's really cool. And then, like, all these things, like, walking on the really pretty beach and, like, the gorgeous waves. Like, they, Mexico is, like, the ocean's really pretty and, like, just all these tiny things. Like,
I got to experience so many things and see so many animals.
But I'm here to share some stories with you today. So we're going to start with the airport. It was a wreck when we went to Mexico. For starters, I went with another family, and all combined, the seven of us, none of us knew what was going on. So basically, we had gone into the wrong line at the airport. So there's two lines for, like, through security. There's the pre-checked and there's the general boarding. And I think what my
lovely father thought
was that, oh wow, there's so many people lining up. It looks like, you know, there's people. We should just follow the crowd. So we got in the line, and then we realized 2 minutes before we get in, like, this is the wrong line. Like, I noticed, I was like, I'm never going this line, and this is the pre-checked line, and I'm pretty sure we wouldn't buy something like that. So, yeah, and then we pretended like we didn't know what was going on, and then the guy let us cut into the general line, and everyone was so mad, because, like, you know, it's an airport. Everyone's cranky, everyone's, like, yeah, airports are scary. And so, yeah, everyone's mad at us. We made so many people mad on this trip. And so, but, you know, the guy was really nice. And so the same day, we got to get food, and so the guy calls, my mom's name for this food. It wasn't the best food. I'm just going to say that. I'm not a picky person, but it was not good. But yeah, don't get airport food, especially if there's no one waiting in line and it's kind of sketchy. But this guy called a name that's, like, similar to my mom's and looked her in the eye. And my mom thought it was our food, so she went to grab it. And then we open it, and so one of the orders was the same. But my order, I'd ordered a cheese omelet. And so I open it, and there's a piece of toast, and I was so confused. And then this couple comes up, and I started apologizing. And then they ask for a refund, and it's so embarrassing. And they're, like, glaring at us, which, you know, yeah, like, they're not, you know, they're mad. And so, but they got a refund, and I was, like, saying sorry, and I was, like, we didn't touch it, but, yeah, like, you know, we messed up, but, yeah. I love my family, and this trip, honestly, every day kind of stressed me out. The only thing that helped was just that, like, Mexico's gorgeous, and, like, the music is just, it's so different, and it's awesome. Like, it just makes you feel, like, so, I don't know, I want to say, like, home sweet home. So, while I was in Mexico, we also saw, like, so, there's a lot of people that speak, like, all the natives, you know, speak Spanish there. I had so many embarrassing, like, things, like, that happened. My dad tried to get me to speak Spanish on the first day, and they talk so fast, and I only know, like, three tenses. I know present, preterite, and the present progressive, which isn't, yeah. It was so embarrassing, and he was trying to get me to talk, and then he tried to get me to ask for the suitcases, which I can say, like, but it's so embarrassing, and then he started to laugh at me. And this also happened on another day at the restaurant. I thought the waiter couldn't understand me because I was like, oh, I'm not done ordering. And so I was like, what? And then he was like, oh, you want nothing to eat? And I was like, well, no. And then I tried saying something in Spanish, but I think he was Italian. And yeah, it was just a mess. And then, yeah, every day was just kind of stressful. You guys know those trips where, you know, once in your lifetime, you'll probably have a trip where it's just really stressful. Anyway, Oh my goodness, there are so many things that happened. I feel like we made so many people mad. Once we went to get a golf cart on, I think it's like, it's really cool, but I think it's like, it's called Woman's Island. And so it was really pretty too. The beach was gorgeous. And there's also a lot of cats in Mexico. But yeah, so we went there and we went to get the golf cart. And so this guy's trying to sell it to us. And I've never, like, we totally got ripped off. But in the middle of driving, one of the cars breaks down. And it was just, this vacation was just really stressful. And then the other day, on the same day, we were buying water shoes. Oh my goodness, it was so stressful. My mom was frustrated because I brought the wrong shoes, and so she got me water shoes, and she was trying to give us a higher price, but we didn't have enough money, and my mom was, like, trying to bargain with them, and every day was so stressful, but Mexico is really pretty, and I really recommend it. Like, I this vacation was great. Like, I learned a lot, and I had a great Christmas. I learned a lot, and Mexico is gorgeous. The people are really cool, and then kind of scary though. Mexicans are really intimidating. I feel like all the locals there, it feels like there's some kind of inside joke there, and you're not included, and you don't belong. That might just be me or like the language barrier. Also, Mexico does feel like home sweet home, but a lot of the things there, it's like really fancy, and it's like that weird, like, too good to be true feeling. Like, sometimes it feels like there's something wrong. And maybe that's because, Mexico, a lot of the rest of the parts of Mexico, they don't get to live in shiny hotels and swim with dolphins, to put it that way. But that's kind of life, you know? Sometimes we just don't belong, and we just have to make do with that. Anyway, those were some of my Mexico stories. Thank you so much, and I definitely recommend it. There's so many awesome things you can do there that are, like, so much harder to do in the United States. You can swim with dolphins. You can go parasailing. You, like, the weather is nice, too. Every day, it's, like, around 80 degrees. And you can go to, like, these cool places where you can zip line over all these trees. You can see, like, huge iguanas. You can ride golf carts, like, through water. And, like it's, like, a bumpy joyride. And, like, you can go canoeing. You can swim in like these caves, and you can see like a ton of fish. It's gorgeous, and it's worth it. Experience new things, guys. A lot of the time things don't work out the way we plan them to, but I feel like sometimes you have to make the best of it. And this trip really brought me closer to my family and my friends, and one day I hope to go back. I really hope none of the people we made mad, though, remember us. Thank you so much. And happy Martin Luther King Day.